reveal Blagojevich is public official A, although the governor denies it and prosecutors won't comment. Cellini earlier this month stepped down from his role as treasurer of the Sangamon County GOP. If convicted, Cellini could face 35 years in prison and fines. I'm Sean Crawford.
Two people were taken to the hospital after their minivan slammed into the back of a semi-trailer. The crash blocked I-74 in Champaign for nearly 2 hours this morning. Neither person in the van was injured seriously. State police say 41-year-old Cindy Woodard of Dewey was going too fast when she hit the semi, which was just merging onto westbound 74 off Interstate 57. A group of University of Illinois students hope to bring the Chief Illiniwek tradition back to campus. During a press conference on campus today, students for Chief Illiniwek President Roberto Martel said the Chief's next dance is planned on November 15th at the Assembly Hall. He says they want to keep the tradition alive without university support.
Because, I mean, there's two classes of University of Illinois students who've never had an opportunity to see the Chief and to learn about the Illiniwek tradition and its rich history.
The U of I retired Chief Illiniwek last year. The NCAA suspended the university's right to host tournaments because it considered the chief an example of hostile and abusive Native American imagery. Martel says student Logan Ponce will perform the Chief Illiniwek dance during the 45-minute multimedia event. The event is free to students. Tickets for the general public will be $5. Proceeds from the event will be given to charity. A local health care supporters group hopes to sway some voters based on congressional candidates' views of a prescription drug plan. A survey from Champaign County Healthcare Consumers asked candidates for Congress and the U.S. Senate about their goals for changing the Medicare Part D benefit. The majority of yes answers came from Democrats. A task force of beneficiaries says the program needs to be administered by Medicare, should negotiate for lower drug prices, and eliminate the so-called donut hole, or a price range for prescriptions that goes uncovered. Sherby Faulkner serves on the group's Medicare task force. She says in its current form, Part D only benefits insurance and pharmaceutical companies.
Medication is so high, it is hard for people to be able to afford medication, even if you have a reasonable salary coming in. But to be on fixed income and trying to buy medication, it's hard.
Incumbent Democratic Senator Dick Durbin and 15th District Congressional candidate Steve Cox answered yes to every question on the group's survey. Meanwhile, Durbin opponent Steve Sauerberg and Urbana Congressman Tim Johnson offered no response to the questions. Green and Libertarian candidates for Senate offered varying replies. Task Force organizer Ann Gargano says they're seeing a frustrating pattern from Congressman Johnson, who she says has met with the consumers group but has failed to state a clear position on Part D. A Johnson spokesman didn't return phone calls. Governor Rob Blagojevich announced the award today of $5.88 million in federal grants to 16 public transit agencies and local governments. Blagojevich says the money will go towards the purchase of new buses and the construction of new facilities. Among the communities receiving the funds are Champaign-Urbana, Danville, and Decatur. It's 4:33.
Support for WILL comes from Commerce Bank, offering Champaign-Urbana area businesses more than 143 years of commercial lending experience. Their goal is to offer the safety and security needed in today's economic climate. Commerce Bank.
And now here's Mike Sola with weather.
Thanks, Jim. It's 65 degrees on Friends Plaza. We had another cool start this morning, down to 29 degrees. The average low, 40 degrees, 41 degrees, actually, and we're going to climb above that tonight as the winds have shifted around to the south. Last night, we had the clear skies and light winds, and again, that allowed for full radiational cooling. Today, with the clear sky, the wind will be out of the south, and that will be bringing in some milder air. So we look for a low temperature to be around 44 degrees. The pocket of cool air continues to push off to the east. And again, this morning, it was quite cool further to the south and east, with record lows across Florida, 42 degrees, the overnight low in Lakeland, Florida, 45 in Orlando. And several records were reached across the Sunshine State, which is, again, rebounding nicely. And we rebounded pretty nicely today after that low this morning. Willard Airport started out at 29 degrees, currently 66 degrees. And again, clear tonight, but not as cold, with a low temperature of 44. Sunshine tomorrow, and the high temperature up another notch, up to around 70 degrees. The wind will be out of the south to southwest at 8 to 16 miles per hour. mainly clear skies Friday night, but there is a little disturbance rolling across the plains that could bring some cloud cover to the area. So we'll call it clear to partly cloudy for tomorrow night with a low temperature of 45, and then mostly sunny on Saturday, the high temperature 64. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low of 44, and mostly sunny on Sunday with a high temperature of 68 degrees. Willard Airport at the top of the hour was 66 with a dew point of 35 for 31% relative humidity. It's 65 on Friends Plaza. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. One of the most powerful legacies a president can leave behind is the choice of a Supreme Court justice. As the current members of the court get older, the likelihood increases that the next president will appoint one, two, even more justices. Yesterday, NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reported on how a President McCain might go about choosing Supreme Court nominees. Today, what might a President Obama do?
On the campaign trail, John.